I've managed to reset it this time. Hello again, everybody. You're listening to BCB Radio 106.6 FM. We are IT Stuff. Okay, don't look surprised, Chris.
I was wondering where I was. I'm just not sure what's going on at the moment.
Oh, dear. Again. Oh,
disorientated. Well, there you go. So we've got Chris with us, for the record. We've got she with us, for the record.
Hello.
And that was a very nice bit of wheelie chair trundling you just did to get back to the mixing desk.
Yeah.
And I'm Dave. And not with us is our friend, Mr. Richard Thomas, who is, I hope, at this very moment taking their new baby home. Isn't that cute? So the chance of him actually listening to this show is basically nil.
He'll zero. Be listening again, that's what it is.
Oh dear.
I don't think he'll have time for that kind of thing, you know. And then in another year it'll be Peppa Pig on rotation, won't it?
We could do that. We could just replace a show with Peppa
with
Pig.
With Peppa Pig.
Nobody would notice.
Yeah, nobody would notice, no. And besides, I mean, like we could move away, couldn't we? We could move away and leave you all to it, because we've all made so much money from Bitcoin, like we can't be bothered with Bradford anymore.
No.
It's just like coining it in, aren't we?
I've got $10.
Yeah, I've got like hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Wow.
No, I haven't.
I really do have $10, but the last time I looked, it was 10 cents. So it's amazing how that works, isn't it?
It's funny, isn't it? Yeah, somebody out there's making all the money and not us. So how much is Bitcoin worth at the moment?
Like, I've got it on a tablet.
18 grand?
It's $17,188, so $17,188.
To Woo. One Bitcoin?
Yeah.
One Bitcoin is $17,000.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It goes up and down by about $5 every 2 seconds as well. It's now worth $1,774.
Ooh, that's terrible.
Which, considering last month it had only just gone over $10,000 per Bitcoin.
Oh, my goodness.
And then collapsed again.
That's crazy fluctuations. If a human is like that, they'd die.
Yeah, we were talking about my blood glucose earlier, weren't we? Yeah, there you go. So we'll be checking back with Bitcoin throughout the show.
We'll have to remember the initial value, because otherwise we won't know if it went up or down, will we? Because you can't be an investor and forget how much you paid for it in the first place.
Yeah, there is that. So investors are not allowed to have, like, ADD and that?
No.
No?
No. No.
It's a disability, I suppose.
Mm.
So, to get us into the Christmas mood, how about we discuss the Unicode people?
Unicode?
And there's a slight fear and loathing in the world of Unicode.
You know what, though? Never in the history of humankind has the Unicode people been so in the news.
Indeedy.
To be fair, it's good advertising.
To be fair, they've got it coming. I mean, they've been flirting with fame and infamy for a while, and now they've achieved it. Because who's going to talk about Mr. Hanky the Christmas Pooh?
That would be Chris.
I don't want to. It's a private experience between me and Mr. Hanky.
As it should be.
Oh, dear.
So, do you want me to summarise why it's been in the news?
Yeah.
The Unicode people had a request from the community saying, hey, you've given us this poo emoji, but it's got a smiley face. And that's wrong. Poo emoji should not be happy. Poo emoji should be sad. So how about we have a sad face poo emoji to go along with the happy emoji that we've currently got? Pile of poo.
Well, it is a bit one-sided, if you think about it.
It is a bit one-sided, but this was like, this was a poo too far, really, for the Unicode Consortium. And they have officially turned down the request, so...
Are they going to delete the other poo, just out of spite?
Oh, no.
I think they might.
Poo must be happy. It's compulsory. You are not allowed to be sad face if you're a pile of poo.
For those that are not in the know, the poo emoji can also be misconstrued as a chocolate sundae emoji, which is what happened with my mom.
Oh, right.
Would you like to go and get some chocolate ice cream? Yeah.
Yes.
Well,
if you do still want a sad poop emoji, there is a emoji competition at the Royal Institute where you can actually design a missing emoji.
Right. So it's Poopy McSadface.
Yeah. So, you know, the community wants it. Community wants it. They can get it. Just go for the competition.
You'd think people would learn with these competitions, wouldn't you?
You know, just put sad face followed by chocolate ice cream.
What they wanted to do was make it more modular so that the emojis are not based on just one particular image, but with a different face.
Exactly. So it should be orthogonal.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like with the facial colouring. They started with yellow emoji because they were facial colouring neutral, like The Simpsons.
Yeah.
Hate The Simpsons. But, you know, like we've now got a grid of facial colourings and smiley frowny. And, you know, like it should be orthogonal.
Exactly. So you could have Green Hulk poo.
Yeah.
If you wanted.
Probably shouldn't have colours in fonts. I don't think you should do, you?
It's now in. I mean, you can get it in consoles now, so. Command line colours.
You shouldn't have colours.
It's a thing.
It's a thing, yeah. It's not green anymore. Oh, well. So, yeah, we could go on about this for hours, and we have. And that's why it was even on the BBC and everything.
It is a poo too much.
It is.
Yeah.
But no, never mind. Let's move on a little bit, shall we, and talk about Apple.
Mm.
It was like an advent calendar, wasn't it? So on day one of the great Apple horror story, what happened?
Security happened.
Yeah, security happened.
You could just log into your Apple. You didn't have to unlock it or anything. Didn't have to take the toffee off it. Nothing like that. You just got straight in.
It was like, are you a god in Ghostbusters, wasn't it? And all you had to do is say yes.
It's the same as there was the Microsoft one as well, wasn't there, on the Xbox? We just had to put a space in like 100 times. So your password could be either your password or just 100 spaces. Either one would work. So it's the same sort of thing as Microsoft and Apple. They're always going for this like easy login with your password.
Mm.
Yeah.
It makes the punters happy, doesn't it?
They get very annoyed when they can't log into their own computers, I'll tell you that much. Yeah. They prefer it for them to just, like, you know, not have to log in.
Which was what made day two of the Apple Advent calendar even more fun, because they fixed it within 18 hours, which was, you know, like, as they should. But
18 hours plus, you know, a 300 gig download. I mean, it's not an easy fix.
Not an easy fix. And it turned out to be an even less of an easy fix, because it turns out if you'd already fixed it and then you upgrade it to High Sierra, turns out the problem comes back again when you install High Sierra.
There is a moral in this. It's never upgrade.
Yeah, ever. Pretty much.
I think that's it.
Lulz. So, yeah. How's our Bitcoin doing?
Can you remember the previous number? Because it's now on 17155. So
it's still the same.
No, that was 166 before. It's down $10.
Ooh.
That's market fluctuations.
You should have sold
should
back
have sold
then.
When we didn't have any, instead of now when we also don't have any.
Yikes.
Well. Happy, happy, happy. So what about social media that's been in the news? Theresa May wants them to pay for their irresponsibility.
What, just to pay to exist?
Yeah.
Like some sort of tax? I thought they weren't big on that sort of thing.
Yeah, well, I think how it works is like if they let something stand that I'm just going to have a banana, by the way. I'm feeling a bit wobbly.
So some sort of accountability for for saying things on the internet.
Hate crimes.
Right.
You know, like geopolitical.
Well, will this also apply to papers or is it just going to be Facebook?
No, it's funny that. It's not going to be the comment section of the Daily Mail, for example. Yeah. No.
Oh, okay.
No, the Daily Mail's in favour of this censoring Facebook and Twitter. Right. It's only press freedom they give a... They give a sad poo about.
This is very strange. So you need to pay and be accountable for what you say, but not for what you do.
No.
Okay. Right. Yeah, just to make that clear.
You go.
Okay.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. Some horrors on Facebook as well. Did you follow the Menar scum thing?
No.
People have been banned for typing "men are scum." It looks like it's contravening their like hate speech filters. But here's a funny thing: it turns out that some of the things you can type without invoking a 30-day ban are right. Here's some examples. Bear with me.
Well, you can go with "men are scrum" because, you know, they're always doing that
agile development. Here we are. "Kill yourself" and the N-word got reviewed and found not to violate the standards.
Oh, of course.
"All men are allegedly ugly." That got removed and the woman got banned within hours. More of the same sort of thing.
So is that a book or a page of what you can and cannot say, or rather what you can't say at all to trigger this? I mean, this is so arbitrary, right? Like it's someone is actually going through people's posts and going, don't like, block. Because it's so random.
Well, they've got these moderators, haven't they?
They do, but it's just... This is
they're
weird.
Like the Facebook
police.
Yeah, they're like the people on the tills in those pound shops you like going in. Uh-huh. You know, like they've got to shift a certain amount of punters.
They've got to ban a certain number of people, otherwise, why do I exist?
Exactly.
You know?
I suppose, like traffic wardens then.
Yeah.
Okay.
So one of the Facebook executives said this month, and I quote, an ex-executive said, "Social media is ripping apart the social fabric of how society works, and I regret ever having worked for Facebook."
And that's why you don't work there anymore.
Yeah, pretty well.
You're probably not allowed to say that if you still work there.
That's true.
Oh, you know. They'll have their shares.
Yeah.
They can't take shares off you.
Exactly.
So there you go.
Well, you know, it's the same as like a small town. You know, the sort of the social interaction in a small town is pretty terrible.
Social issues are a thing.
Yeah. So, you know, you just have the same thing on a website, on the internet, and it's just as bad. That's it, really.
It's just like monkeys flinging poo all over the place.
your magical gossip stuff, and you know, you can't get away with anything because everyone's watching you. It's
pretty
just
much.
Like the internet in small towns, very similar.
Yeah. Well,
this is a nice banana.
Is it?
Oh, this is smashing.
Change your curtains, everyone hates you. I mean, you know.
Yeah, you can't even change your door colour, isn't it?
Because it's very, very prescribed to draw a door colour. You got to keep that smiley poo on the step as well, otherwise.
So, yeah, what we should do is just mention for Dick, here's one for... For Dick, did you say that about the US Homeland Security and the Boeing 757?
How many Boeings have been hacked in the past, I don't know, year?
Well, no, they did this one as an experiment. They got a spare 757, packed it up for a couple of weeks.
Right.
And they managed to hack it from the runway as an experiment. Full control of the Boeing 757 just by standing outside and waving the Wi-Fi.
It's a lot harder to do that in the air, though, standing right outside the plane.
to be fair, yeah. That will be a bit of a problem.
It's a bit harder.
How about if a drone?
the plane just eats drones, you know. That you've seen how it works.
Yeah.
The engines, they just suck it in. It's the same thing they do with the birds.
Hang on. I'm going to try and get this banana skin in the studio rubbish bin.
Missed.
Never mind. Oh. I'll pick that up later. Do you know who has a personal 757?
Would that be Trump?
Yeah!
Who else could it be?
Oh, what a shame. In other transport lulls, security researchers have warned that the standard software called something like Bapley Edifact, it says here, for exchanging shipping manifests, if so secure, they might be able to sink boats by making them load all the heavy stuff on one side.
Is that an acronym or something, the name of the software?
I don't know.
It's an acronym. It says, do not put all the heavy stuff on one side, please.
Yeah.
That's it.
You know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of the plot for Hackers. Actual plot for Hackers, the movie.
Oh, there was like ships and
shipping containers and sinking.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
That was the threat.
Well, I haven't seen that. I can't, you know, like if it's not a torrent with like 2,000 people, I can't, you know.
We'll make you watch it one day.
Yeah, yeah. Star Wars is nearly out.
Yeah.
I think it's out now, isn't it?
Is it? Ooh, blimey.
Maybe. Yeah. I have no idea.
No, today. Right, today. It's out today.
I'll have to look at Wikipedia and find all the spoilers.
Yep.
Some of the other things they suggested was you could put all the flammable containers where they're unsafe, like next to the engine.
Mm-hmm.
You could sabotage people's loads of coffee by putting the container next to the containers with smelly fish.
Oh, dear.
Or maybe just nick a few containers.
Okay.
There you go. Don't have nightmares.
Yeah.
So I think that's the first hacked ships we've had on stuff. You're listening to our stuff.
So is that the same as Ships Showdown? Is that?
Oh, there was some Showdown stuff we did with ships.
Yeah, container ships. Yeah. On IoT stuff.
I'd forgotten about that.
Well, that's the second one then.
Yeah. Apart from all the others, right? So here we are on BCB Radio 106.6 FM, where apparently we're repeating ourselves because I've got no attention span anymore. Do you want a very small Bijou world of stuff, she?
Yeah. Okay, so the world of stuff is fonts. So fonts, typefaces, so things that you use to type words into your computer. Apparently IBM has a new font because they've been using Helvetica New or something. It's a Helvetica.
Oh, Helvetica Neue.
Neue, is that how you pronounce it?
Neue. Helvetica Neue.
Neue. It's German, I know. I have no idea how to pronounce it. So Helvetica Neue.
German.
But no longer now. They have their own version, which is called the IBM Plex, which looks kind of funky, kind of nice, I think. And it's open source, so you can download it and play around with it in your software. So that's nice. It's all in a zip file for some bizarre reason. If you go to the website ibm.github.io/type, you can download the software or all the fonts, and you can use it in your website because it downloads as a normal TTF, which is like a true type font, and also as a WOLF or EOG or whatever, SVG fonts. Mm. So you can use it on the web and on a desktop. So that's kind of cool.
Yeah, they said it was still in beta. I mean,
they haven't got all the characters yet.
Correct. You know? There's a huge.
No, what,
there is a huge
not
warning.
Not the smiley poo. Not the smiley poo. No, they've only put the sad poo in there because there was a bit of a controversy, so they didn't know which one to go for. Yeah.
It was sad poo because they're making everybody redundant at IBM.
I see. There's a huge warning at the top that says, "Warning: this is new and experimental. It may not work." So. That's how professional IBM is. There you go.
Yeah, they don't trust their own font.
Exactly. It's just a font. So there's lots of dependencies as well, like Node. On the plus side, I found a program, on the website, you can test out all these wonderful fonts if you do programming on the console. So it's called app.programmingfonts.org, and you can test out or test drive over 50 free programming fonts online.
Well, you say that, but I had a look at it, and it was so confusing. There's sort of like a list of fonts down the left-hand side and actual code in the middle of the screen.
Yep.
light on dark text, you know, it's scary. I had no idea what to do.
Now, to be fair, if you looked at their first iteration of the website design, that was worse. So this is a lot better. I look through it and I'm like, what am I supposed to do with this? Sadly, though, they do not have the IBM Plex in there. Probably because it has this huge warning that says, do not install.
It's unsafe. Your computer can explode if you try using that font.
Pretty much.
We all know it.
Yeah. But yeah, it's really cool. I use one of the fonts there. It's called Iosefka. I'm probably pronouncing it wrong because
it's
Russian or something.
Yes.
It's pretty. It's really pretty. And it helps me read better on the console.
Awesome.
So there you go.
Thank you very much indeed. So, might as well move on to YouTube of the Month, I suppose.
Yeah.
Because YouTube is where the blue bits.
YouTube of the Month. The channel is Make Anything 3D Printing Channel. So this time, the guy that makes stuff on the channel, he's a little bit strange because he just basically does anything. Like the one that stood out for me was a video where he was experimenting with 3D printed fabric. So I've seen lots of people try to do 3D printed fabrics, and you know, even on runways they make models wear it, and models can sashay on the catwalk really well, and you can't tell if it's really good materials, but you can see the
they're professional, they can wear anything
pretty much. You can see the discomfort in their faces when they wear this thing, because it's really, really stiff. It's stiff, it's terrible, you know, it's prickly on their skin, it's not nice.
Oh, it's hell for them, isn't it?
Pretty much.
They should just invest in Bitcoin, really, shouldn't they? It's easier than parading up and down a catwalk.
Well, you know, but I've followed some of these people on YouTube, and they don't really have the scientific approach to 3D printing. As opposed to this guy, his name is Devin Montez, if I'm pronouncing it right. He does really, really, he goes all out to try and make the best looking sort of fabric. And the ones that he made, which was like a daisy chain sort of triangular molecule.
Chainmail. It always looks like chainmail.
No, that's the thing. The thing is, most of the time, it does end up looking like chainmail. But his, no, it looks really nice.
Yeah.
And it looks actually like fabric. So props to him. He's done a really good job at it. And then the entire video was about him going through different iterations of his design, which is like really, really interesting. So this guy is really thorough and very entertaining as opposed to the loads of other 3D printing channel, which is basically about printing a vase or printing a toy, which is so boring. He does actually creative stuff, which I find stands out than most other people.
So, do we want to listen to a little bit of him?
Oh, yes, of course.
Everything you print on a 3D printer is pretty solid and rigid, typically. Sure, there's flexible filaments, but even those don't flow and behave quite like a fabric or a cloth does. And that's something that I've been trying to recreate. This is a triangular mesh that I designed, where each triangle has these loops that connect to all the adjacent triangles to create a flexible material. At this scale, it was finally behaving the way I wanted to. It's super flowy, it feels kind of soft for being a rough plastic, and you can even curl it into a ball and then open it up again, so it's a lot like a fabric. I'm absolutely thrilled with how this fabric came out. It prints well, it looks great, it feels amazing, it's just really satisfying to play with, and I like the fact that it has this one really smooth side. And then on the other side, you can see all the joints and how it actually works.
Yeah, so that's pretty cool.
It's well worth a look. You can find it by searching for Make Anything 3D Printing Channel, Experimenting with 3D Printed Fabric. Other YouTube news. There was the guy that was all over the media. This bit of conversation. The interviewer asked him, "What would you say to those who argue cementing your head in a microwave was a stupid stunt that wasted firefighters' time that could have been spent helping someone else?" And the guy says, "What about those who drink and drive? Or get drunk and start fights? They waste police time."
We have no proof that the guy who cemented his head in a microwave wasn't drunk, though, do we?
No, this is... Yeah, okay. Gosh. There is that.
It's so bad.
Yeah, so, yeah, and on the subject of drunk people, let's just draw your attention to why the release of Blu-ray decoding software, really dodgy stuff from Russia called DUHD, let's delve into the reason why the release was a little bit late the other week. The announcement went, attention, attention, we are drunk today, so updates will be tomorrow. This is the last day when you can buy a lifetime DUHD. Catch the moment.
Ride the wave.
Is that for real?
Yeah.
Wow.
That sounds Russian to me. Does that sound Russian to you?
Well, ride the wave.
No, catch the moment, we are drunk.
I like the catch the moment thing.
It's, yeah.
Carpe diem, catch the moment, no.
That's life as a developer, isn't it, really?
Yeah.
So there you go. That's Christmas Zeitgeist. So with that, I suppose we're just about at the end
of
the
show. Do you
want to
know how much money we've won or lost?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So we started at 17166.
Yeah. Have we lost it all yet?
We're now on 17077, so we lost $100.
Oh.
Yeah.
Why didn't you say that sooner?
Oh.
Well, it could be back in, you know, the next 5 seconds. Minutes.
I wouldn't have spent all my money on those bananas. Fine, so have a really, really good festive season, and because we're all going to be poor, because Bitcoin is going down the toilet with the smiley poo, howdy ho! Yeah, have a really good Christmas, and see you next year.